Good people. Yeah, welcome back. It's another week of the Rich Dream Show. Checking in, man. It's your boy Smoke Dog.
G Fades. Why you did that, man?
Switch it up on it. We coming in this week, man, with another episode of the Rich Dream Show, brought to you by the Now Legacy Network. This week I'm gonna be discussing the Earl Spence fight. Sheesh, tough one right there. Of course, we're gonna come at you with just new information about the Rich Dreams brand, what we got going, and also we're gonna discuss our real life shit topic. What are we talking about this week, G?
Man, we talking about are you leading? Are you following? Or are you leading? Vice versa. You know, and it's more so about are you following what I guess you could say what's being put out there, whether it's good or bad, or are you, you know, writing your own path, you know, being who you are, truly who you are. So yeah, that's we're getting into a little bit of that today, man.
Man, talk that talk. It's the Rich Dream.
You are now tuned in to the Rich Dream Show.
Welcome in, welcome in. Once again.
Back already?
Yes, sir. Hey, man, it's another Friday. Happy Friday to y'all. Made it through another week.
It's Monday.
Hopefully you tuning in to the live stream on Friday.
Friday. I got you.
Man, welcome in. It's the Rich Dream Show. Here with my co-host G. It is your boy, Smoke Dog. We're here with another episode. Thank y'all for tuning in. Brought to you by our sponsor, the Now Legacy Network. Make sure you follow, like, subscribe. Make sure you're looking at them on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, at the Now Legacy Network, at thenowlegacy.com for all the great content, all the dope shows. And we about to be hitting y'all over here with some great stuff, man, in the future. Of course, want to shout out. Go ahead, man.
Nah, I'm just, you know, hitting over the head, man. That's it. We've seen a lot of that this weekend. We've seen a little bit of that this weekend. Let's get there.
Make sure you're tuning in, man. Tapping in with the QR codes you see popping up during the show, where you can get, of course, sponsored by Average Dreams Apparel. Make sure you're following us on Instagram, Facebook. Make sure you follow in the Rich Dream Show podcast as well on Instagram. That way you'll be catching up with all the episodes, all the clips. Just, man, staying in tune with us, man. We got a lot coming at y'all, man. Been a good week, man.
That's the new thing down there at the bottom, by the way. That's the new thing.
Yes, sir. Right, the Rich Dreams Dreamers Club shorts. You definitely going to need them because it's hot as Hades outside. So get your hoochie daddy on, man.
They not hoochie daddy. They ain't quite hoochie daddy, but you know,
just a couple inches, buddy.
Yeah,
just let you breathe. You know,
we're good 2 inches above the knee. We're good really inch and a half. You know,
that's it. At Rich Dreams, we're not whores. We're just trying to be fashionable and cool at the same time. How you like there that?
You know. I like it.
That's it.
I fucked it.
And gee, man. Do you consider yourself a leader or a follower, cuz?
I would say I'm a leader on the fact that I like to do things my way. Okay. You know, I don't feel like I follow what the maybe the narrative or what's going, you know, that's not who I am at my core. You know, we all all done, you know, follow the trend here and there, of course, but sure. Who I am in my core, I definitely like to do things my way. Yeah. So in my opinion, yeah, I am a leader, you know.
Yes, yeah. A lot of times I feel like a leader is defined as somebody that, you know, kind of creates their own path. As you mentioned earlier, blazing that trail.
Yeah.
And in cooperation with that, man, just I think there's different styles of leadership as well. Whether that's leading by example, vocal leadership, and shoot, just also leading by, I think you can not manipulate people, but the energy that you put into people, you can really, you know, navigate people and move them in a positive format just by how mm-hmm. you pour into them.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I think
people also need to realize though that sometimes being a follower isn't a bad thing. If you're following the right leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Got to put that disclaimer on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, following anybody and everybody, that'll get you a one-way trip to just being unsuccessful. But if you put good stake in following, you know, let's just say those that have what you consider a high moral compass, or those that you feel like are leading you onto path to success, uh-huh. and you can show examples of that success that they've had for themselves, might not be a bad idea.
Right. And in turn, it could make you a leader. You know, if you're following the right people, it's just like a son or a father leading a son, you right. know, a mother leading a daughter, you know, you know, it's like kind of like the old saying, you know, like you said, if you're following the wrong people, then that's you know, that's not good. Yeah. It's like the old saying, you know, with your mama, you know, if you got in trouble and in school or something, and you know, you say you're talking in class and you like, well, everybody was talking back there, she just singled me out. You know what your mama gonna hit you with? Well, if everybody jump off a bridge, you go jump with them. You know, that's, you know what I'm saying. So it's kind of one of those things with it. You know,
we jumping to get away from something.
If somebody's leading you down the wrong path,
right?
Like, of course you shouldn't follow that. You know. Yeah. But if somebody is leading you down the right path, or you know, they've had success in certain areas of life, and you decide to follow that leadership, or just you know, kind of follow their road,
right?
No, that's, we're not knocking that at all. You know, I think we have to have somebody to look at and be like, oh, okay, well, I wanna kind of do it that route, but at the same time, you can put your own twist on it.
That's it.
You know, you can put your own twist on it. You know,
I feel like they go hand in hand, man, and with the L. Like, most leaders are great learners, great listeners.
Exactly.
Most followers are flunkies.
Yep.
They, you know, they
don't want to listen to anybody.
Yeah,
you
know.
And then also with that, like you said, like again, back to the following side of things, if you're following the right people, you can follow somebody that's headed, that will have you headed in the right direction. But the thing is always to do, the thing you should always want to do is push it further.
Right.
And them as a leader should want you to go further than they did, you know?
Yeah.
It's how we keep getting better. We keep evolving, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want somebody to come behind me and just get to where I was.
Right.
Like people jokingly say sometimes, you know, and maybe I'm sure, you know, you've gotten it too, but people jokingly say, man, I want to be like you when I grow up. And I'm like, man, be better than me.
Right.
You know, I'm joking. You know, of course, we both joking.
Dude, and every time, I don't know what this has to do with anything, but every time that I hear something like that, like somebody saying they want to emulate me or something, all I can think is I'm not even on the level where I feel like anything to emulate.
Right. And, like, and no matter where you are, you should feel like, man, nah, don't stop there. Be better than me, you know? And in turn, that can motivate me, you know? Like I say, it ain't about competition. It's about to continue to progress for, you know, for our people, whoever you're this has nothing to do with race or color. Like-minded people, I'm saying. Yeah. So, yeah, man, anybody that's a barber, anybody that's in the clothing business, podcast, anything like that, you know, let's try to keep leading the charge and gaining just as much success as we can. Not just stopping at where somebody else is at. Keep going, you know?
For sure. I mean, you gotta see and envision for yourself what it is that uniquely has been created for you. Don't necessarily want to just emulate what you've seen, but just want to use that as a stepping stone to be like, man, if they can do this, I bet you with my own brand and my own format,
I could take it here.
Yeah, you just never know.
That's it.
I think it's a transitional thing because we're saying like leadership is having some characteristics of, you know, following. So I think it's a lot about knowing yourself, and that will guide you a little bit more into where you need to be. But it's all situational, because if you are a leader in this setting, you might be in another setting where you're more of a student, if that makes sense. So
you should always be a student.
Yeah, big time.
And this thing we call life, man, we should be constantly evolving. We should be constantly learning new things. We should learn something new every day. Should at least seek to learn something new every day. So, and I was once told, to be a good leader, you have to be a good follower.
Right.
You know, so yeah, man, it's, you know, the topic itself, if you read it, are you following, are you leading? It can be misleading.
Yeah.
We could, you know, some people may take it as, if they just read that when this episode drop, they may take it as, they must be talking about somebody that's a follower or somebody that, we're saying
where are you on your
stage? Are you? Exactly. What stage are you in? Are you in the stage where you know, you're trying to gain something for yourself, and you kind of end up at that point where you have to follow somebody that has good leadership? Or are you the guy that's leading the charge? How are you leading?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Are you leading them to be better than you? Or are you leading them to just stay right up under you? You know, because there are those type of leaders out there. They don't want you to be better. And that's that competitive shit, man. It's in any industry, bro. It's enough out here for all of us.
Yeah.
It's enough out here for all of us.
And are you listening to those around you, even if you are leading the charge? Are you being someone that people say, okay, this is how I want to run it, similar to this?
Right.
Or are you leading to a point to where it's like, okay, I can't wait till I get away from this type of energy?
Right.
Because you can drive people either way.
Yeah. Like we said earlier, it's very important to, if you are in the following stage and you trying to find your way, it's important to have a good leader, you know?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Somebody that wants to see you do good and wants to see you do better than them, you know? As the leader, I would feel like if I have people following me, or if I have somebody that's, let's say, a protege of mine or anything like that, the biggest compliment to me is to have them do it bigger than me.
Yeah.
You know, that's the biggest compliment you can ever get, man. I remember, man, when I was shooting him advice every now and again. Now, look at You know, that's a flex. That's really a flex. You know, but still, don't do it just, but do it out of the wanting to see somebody do better and wanting to see somebody get somewhere in life. You know.
Yeah. If you love and you passionate about what you do, and you know somebody else shares that same passion,
exactly.
I just don't see how you can really be about it if you're not like, okay, well, let me make sure that they know all the ins and the outs that I know.
Exactly.
To big them up, you know?
I do this. I've done this multiple times with the, you know, in the barber industry and in the clothing industry, man. Like, I give them, man, I gave people, you know, as far as in the clothing industry, how I deal with manufacturers, how, you know, how I get detailed and how I make my orders or kind of like, you know, everything. I give them everything. If you know,
nuanced stuff that you might not think about.
Especially, especially if, and it's most times they don't think about, they'd be like, oh, I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it comes with time. Like, you know, it comes with time, man. Like I think I said before, like it comes with time, man. And you just learn.
You probably thinking of it like, damn, I bumped my head on this. I wish somebody would have told me this.
Yep.
That's exactly. It's easy. It's like,
exactly.
First things first, you gotta whoop-de-whoop-whoop.
Exactly. I didn't broke it all down to some people, you know. So and wherever they take that advice or not, that's on them. You know, that's on them.
You can lead them to water, player, but you can't make them drink. You know?
Can't never make them drink. You know, I'm not mad whether they take it or not, you know, but I'm here as a source of information in my position that, you know, in the position that our company's in right now, I can give some, you know, somebody that's starting or want to start a clothing brand. I can give them some good advice on how to deal with the business side of things for sure.
Exactly. Yeah. But let it be known, we cannot do it for you.
No, we can't. We won't.
Give you contacts, we can give you, you know, instruction on how to not do it for you. Please realize, like, we got to run our own thing. That takes a lot.
Right. I mean, at the end of the day, you still gonna bump your head some, cause we still bump our head. We still pretty fresh in this real game, quick. So you know it's all a learning experience, like you said. Back to what we said earlier, it's a learning experience. You, as life goes on, you evolve, you learn new things. You should learn from mistakes. Keep rolling with it, man, and get better.
That's it. That's it. Yep. Man, speaking of somebody that's getting better, dude. I want to give a shout out to a hometown homie, man, for the Black Business shout out.
Okay.
This is my boy Matt Page, man. He just dropped his latest EP. Man, I don't know if you know about it. Do you know about Matt Page? Have you ever heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard. I don't know him really personally, but I know of him and stuff like that. Yeah. I think we may follow each other on Facebook. Yeah, okay. we definitely follow each other on Facebook. Yeah.
Yes, sir. But the latest project, But You Asked For This, man, I literally just jammed it the other day. Do you feel like you have time to just really get through bodies of work anymore? Like I rarely feel like I have time to just sit and listen to an album type thing.
Because you know, when I'm on the road, you can't really listen to a whole app, like if you're just on your way to the shop and you know, only time you can really listen to a whole album is if you're on like a little road trip, like if I'm going back home, and that's not too often, but you kind of have to listen to it over a little span, you know. You got to listen to this song this day, listen to these couple songs, you know. The last full album that I probably listened to, I ain't gonna lie, I checked out the Gunna album. I checked it out. I checked it out. It was straight. For what he raps about and stuff like that. It was cool.
I ain't gonna lie, I ran through that one too.
Yeah, and I don't feel like it was that long of an album. I don't think it was that long of an album. Before that, it was the JID album, Forever Ooh. Story. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a toughie.
But now, man, I do know that Matt's been doing this for a little minute. He's been doing it for a little minute. Where's he live at now? Where's he located?
Not sure if he still stays in the net.
I don't think he's staying in the net no more.
Yeah, I hadn't kept up with him like that, to be honest.
Okay.
But I just really, I had a chance. That's why I was getting back to it. I had a chance to actually listen through the whole project. I was getting some work done in my car, so, you know, I was held up in there.
Right.
And dude, super, super impressed. Like,
okay.
Got cadence, got flow, got, I mean, just even like a little melody for like club bangers. Hey,
okay.
Very versatile. I think if you're a hip hop head and you like, man, I wish I could hear something a little different, I think this is something that you would definitely vibe with. It's definitely different type of content than most younger artists is dropping, and he on some shit, man. He on some shit. I don't wanna do too much, but it's giving Jermaine vibe. Ain't saying he on his
name. I see he's sitting on top of the rim and stuff.
But it's giving Jermaine vibes. Top tracks for me off the album. I love Everything. I'll give you my top three. So Everything, Lost Files Interlude. That was one that I thought was hot. And then Hand High. He got a little feature on that one. Rapping Michi on that one, Hands High. So definitely go get that, but you asked for this by that Matt Page. And shout out to the homie, man. He's holding it down for Nat Town.
Shout out.
Big shout out. Man, you know, it's crazy how we was talking about bumping our head.
Right. Getting your head bumped.
You learning everything.
Knocked around.
Somebody learned a valuable lesson this weekend, didn't
you? What was that lesson?
I mean, I didn't watch a lot of the pre. Like, was he talking? Was he talking heavy? Like, it was just gonna be a rap?
I don't think it was much. It wasn't much back and forth like that. Yeah. No, just the typical. But you know, they all always cool. They just selling the fight anyways. You know, I think it's rare that you have two boxers that genuinely don't like each other.
Right.
I don't think it was much, but man, talking about a surprise, talking about being shocked. But my whole thing, I never seen Crawford fight though.
Yeah.
I never seen him fight. This was my first time seeing him fight.
I don't think I have either. I hadn't really been keeping up with boxing like that to say I'm even like a fan.
Right. Well, you know, we went and seen. You
I was about to say the last one. Last time I really watched
him. Only time seeing Spence fight. So
okay.
And you know, I see the 28-0 record, but then homie had the 39-0 record with 30 knockouts. You know, so
if we haven't gathered, we're talking about Errol Spence, Terrence Crawford fight.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who was that we saw him against the first time?
What was his name? Something like that. Yeah. Remember, we had a little inside joke about that.
I was about to say, it's funny that you say that.
Yeah, we had a little inside joke about that one.
Oh, man.
But anyway. But now, man, I didn't see this fight going like this at all, bro. Like, I thought this was going to be a much closer fight. I was headed out to my homie's house.
Okay.
My homie's sister house. Out in, where were we? Waxahachie. Yeah, Waxahachie.
In the boonies.
Right, she's staying in Waxahachie. And,
that's where y'all was watching the fight, or what you doing at the homie's
sister? Yeah, yeah. Huh?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's where she lived. That's where she lived. My boy came in from Shreveport, and he was staying at his sister's house out there. So, you know, I had went out there and met him out there to watch the fight. And man, by the time, because I probably came in around the fourth round, and I'm pulling up to the house, he like, man, this boy Spence just got dropped. I say, what? He like, yeah, man, I don't know if he gonna make it out this round. I say, man, let me hurry up and get there, man.
Because it was about three when it started getting tough for him, wasn't it? When he started busting up for real.
I don't know what running 22 was looking like. I don't know if it was just like a lucky shot or, you know, in that second round that put him down. I don't know what was going on.
I just saw most of like three and it looked like he's
yeah, kind of man. But it was crazy because like when I'm watching it, bro, I'm looking at it and I'm just like, he making Spence look like an amateur, bro. He made him look bad, bro. Yeah, he made him look bad. I didn't think that it was. I thought it was gonna be much closer. Yeah. Like, you know, even with and I was telling my partner, I'm like, man, the way that Spence fight, it feeds right into Crawford's hand because Crawford got a hell of a jab, and Spence all he know is come forward.
Ooh.
But this Crawford dude, like he can make you miss. And he gonna hit you. He gonna counter you. Like, man,
dude.
And he hitting hard.
Sick.
He ain't Floyd. He ain't pillow fist. No, Floyd. Yeah, he ain't pillow fist Floyd. He gonna put you on your butt, man.
Yeah. Oh, so you know the internet getting him already.
Oh yeah, man.
They couldn't wait. Have you seen some of the memes?
I seen them, man.
The one with Martin, bro.
Yeah,
they had to do it like that. With the
movie. Nah, man, I seen one that was funny.
It was perfect, bro.
I seen one, bro, where it was funny because I'm a movie head, right?
Okay,
and they had man, I wish the producer could pull this up. They had the meme where you ever seen South Central? They had the meme of OG Bobby Johnson when he was in prison talking to Loco, the one that was, I think he was like, he was on dope real bad.
Okay.
And he was talking to him and Loco just looking like shivered up and stuff. And they put the picture of Spence and Crawford like right after the fight. And it was like, oh my God, bro. I thought that was funny because they did the South Central. They put the South Central me picture up under there.
Oh, they had the actual clip in there?
Right. So they had a picture of Spence and Crawford on top, and then they had the South Central picture at the bottom. Man. Like, man, I forgot what the caption was, but it was funny, bro. I'm like, dang, they getting that boy, man. You know, they ain't going to let him make it now. Come on.
Oh, yeah. They got to get you.
They ain't gonna do it.
That's a part of being and saying I done made it though. Whenever anything really happened, you know, it's a mean what.
Or you got your ass with one of the two.
Yeah, either one. I mean, we still Sharkeisha name still ringing the streets to this day.
Who?
So Sharkeisha, you don't remember that? That was early. You talking about
The what she got in the fight or something?
The little kid that
I ain't heard Sharkeisha's name. It's been years since I heard her name. What her name ringing it?
Fight video on Twitter, but you don't be on Twitter.
What her name? Oh, I ain't on Twitter.
You're on Twitter, but if you ever watching a fight video with somebody getting beat up,
especially that's what she's just known for now. I guess, man. But nah, man, it wasn't even really a good fight though to me. Like,
never want to see really one side. So
right, I like to see a good even fight, man. It came to a point in that fight where it was like, man, Spence got to like knock him out to win.
Yeah,
like he got to knock him out to win. Like he not gonna win any other way. But hey, man. Crawford, it's been some people saying, man, they think Crawford up there with money, man. I think he's 40-0 right now.
Oh, damn.
Money 50-0. Money 50-0. So I'm just saying, by his standards, by Floyd's standards, I never lost. So I'm the best ever.
That what he say?
I'm just saying, this man 40-0 hadn't lost.
But he got the most no losses. So he would probably still say he's better.
He got the what? Well, yeah. But I'm saying 10 more
fights. I guess I could have said most wins, huh?
Yeah. But 10 more fights. What is Crawford, maybe? 33, 34? Something like that. 32? Something. I know he's a few years older than Spence, but I don't think he, like... He got some more years in him. He got a few more years in him. He 35.
Okay.
So, let's say he can fight 3-4 more years and never and don't lose. He might come today. He might. They already talking about fighting again in December, I don't think it should happen.
Man, who's to say he won't go, past the age of 4? We've seen remarkable things with these athletes, man, and just going further than we've ever seen before. I thought seeing Brett Favre play as long as he did, I think he retired. He's like 38, but he just looks so damn old. I thought that was
he took a lot of beating, man. He took a lot of hits.
I thought that was gonna be one of the oldest like people we saw playing to a sport ever.
Brady, 45.
Came through. Like, crazy. What do you mean? I'm out here.
And probably could have played another year, to be honest, if he wanted to.
Yeah. He knew he wouldn't have, not top.
He wouldn't have done that. Yeah. Hey. Yeah. I think He could definitely get there. If he's 35, he could definitely get there.
You think Earl gonna want some get back? He gonna want to do it again?
This is my thing, bro. I'm no boxing expert. I'm no boxing expert by far, but I don't believe in 5 months you can change something that drastically. As much as he need to change to beat Crawford, he'd have to change his whole style.
Mm.
He's a come forward type fighter. Like he coming to get you. Yeah. He's kind of like a Joe Frazier to a sense. Like Joe Frazier is coming forward. Ain't no going backwards in Joe Frazier.
Right.
And that's why Ali will whoop his ass. He got him the first time. Right, huh?
I play right into Ali's hands right there.
Exactly. Cause that's what he wants.
You gonna come get him?
But one thing on Joe Frazier could, he was a Bob and Weaver, what I'm saying?
Well, that's so he was basically that's how he was centered. He was centered low to the ground.
Yeah, and he moved his head. Spence ain't have much head movement, man. Not to say you come forward as much as you coming. I don't know, man. But I'll check it out if they fight in December. But I think for Spence, he should. But I don't believe he should.
He kind of got to.
But I don't believe he should fight in December. Not in December. That's too soon. That's literally 4 months away.
Yeah.
That's 4 months. 4 months away. That ain't enough time, man.
Not just the beating he took, but mentally losing. Your first L. Having to deal with
knocked down. That was his first time getting knocked down in his career.
Man.
Yep.
Three times. Deal with all the stuff with everybody talking about it.
Yeah.
That's. I don't know, man. I know. I'm a prideful individual. Sometimes to my fault, so I probably would. I ain't gonna lie. I go in and
go out there and get your ass beat again.
Yeah.
I went though.
Steve, tell me how it
went. Yeah, but no, I think I just think it'd be smart if he were to just wait till next year, man. And then also. I was watching.
You sound like your boy. Go ahead.
I was watching ESPN this morning, and they was kind of like some of the boxing experts say that they think Spence, nobody should even approve his license to fight, at least for the next year.
Damn.
Yeah, I think at least the next year they just because they was kind of how Stephen A was explaining it. It was kind of like, he's had so many like accidents outside of boxing, you know. But you know, I mean, he gonna do what he want to do at the end of the day. And I don't think that they would, unless they find something medically wrong with him to where, okay, you don't check this box for clearance. They gonna let him fight. They know everybody gonna make money. They gonna let him fight.
More than likely. I mean, it's. When it's on a level like that, it's bigger than you.
Right.
So
they don't care about it. They want to make the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to make the money.
Whoever them is.
The promoters and other, you know.
I mean, it's going to depend a lot on, like we're saying, what type of leadership that he has around him, or what type of leader he is, or, you know. Because you got to have people on your team that's going to help you make those right tough decisions.
Right. So. Can't have yes men around. Like when you're dealing with something serious, as this, you know, this could possibly affect him if he get hurt too. Say he have the fight in December, right? 4 months later. If Crawford get in there and start beating on him again, like who knows what could happen, you know?
Yeah, the phrase is good, man. Beating on him.
Beating on him. I ain't want to curse, but you know, he get in there and just start wearing him out. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
Man, that's tough.
Boxing a tough sport, bro.
You got to be somewhere. I always said, bro, to play football and to be a fighter for a living, you got to be somewhere crazy.
A little
like
bit.
You got to be somewhat a little bit unstable, a little bit, right. just a little bit.
To put yourself in that much physical harm, that much.
Come on, man. You got it. And then thinking about the effects that it's gonna have on you. Think about like being a running back,
man.
Come on, man.
Every player.
Yeah.
If you don't score, you getting hit. Sometimes
you don't score, or if you don't run out of bounds, you're getting hit. And most times, it's going to be by somebody twice your size as a running back, especially if you're a north and south running back.
In these days, they might be a little quick. Hey, they got some
might be just as fast. Might be just as fast as you. Yep.
Imagine Aaron Donald laying on you.
Oh, Lord.
After he didn't chase you down full speed and just jumped in the air.
Man, you know what I used to hate about playing football back in the day?
What?
You know, just as a kid and stuff, man,
yeah.
I was claustrophobic, man. And when all them boys get to try to dog, stay on you, huh? When everybody try to get the dog piling on you, get off me. Look, I'm going crazy down there at the bottom. I'm going crazy down there, man. And I really used to look at the game and I'm like, man, I don't see how you at the bottom of that pile and ain't going crazy. I'm like, man, all the people on top of him, man, I don't see how he ain't going crazy, man.
Man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, some people do some dirty stuff in the pile too, bro. I ain't gonna lie. You're pinching and trying to bite you, whatever.
Man.
Wild.
Crazy.
Man, football, bro. Speaking of football. Our ex Super Bowl winning coach Sean Payton out there being messy.
That what he doing?
Yeah, man. Then went out to Denver and then lost his damn. Out there.
You know, well, I think he's just in a bigger market now.
So he's always been like that.
I think he been like that. I don't think he just said, man, that man, but what, 50, 60 years old? Yeah, man,
that. I'm gonna say what I want to say.
That man, he still think he in New Orleans, man. That ain't right, gonna get right. to the national media.
Yeah, we kind of loose with that tongue.
Yeah, that's accepted down there, you know. But Did you hear what he actually said? Like, did you?
I saw the quote this morning, but I can only really paraphrase. But basically, it was like a joke of a job that the coach did out there in Denver, wasting a year of Russell Wilson. And something to that effect. That's all I got.
Horrible job. Basically said Coach Hackett did a horrible job. Yeah. Russell Wilson is not as bad as he looked last year. Under the coach. And you know, I think the coach Hackett guy, boy, them white boys, they get coaching jobs like it ain't nothing, don't it? Fall right back on their feet. But he coach over there at the Jets right now. I don't know what I think. Yeah, is he old coordinator?
Aaron Rodgers was giving a little pushback. Saying,
right, Keep my coach name out your mind, boy. He the old coordinator over there, the offensive coordinator over there. Yeah, but
okay.
I thought that was, you know, you got to ride for your folks, man. So,
that's fair.
Cool of them.
I think they got like a history together.
Yeah, I think he was in Green Bay with them.
Yeah.
So, but on as far as the remarks though, you don't say that publicly though. You know,
that's what they were saying. Like he broke kind of the code.
Right.
You don't say that.
Yeah,
that's how you feel. You tell them when y'all in the NFL PA meeting or whatever.
To me, that's equivalent in my world. That's equivalent to me getting up under a barber post and publicly saying, "Yeah, bro, you left a line right there." Or his edge up a little crooked, bro. It's a decent trend. If I were to do something like that, first of all, it had to be somebody that I rock with and know can take that type of criticism. If I were to do something like that, it'll be in the DM. Privately. Yeah.
Okay. If you did it, okay, it'd be privately.
Yeah, I'm not finna do it in the public. No. Nah.
Have you ever seen some work scrolling and just been like,
a lot of time?
Why did somebody post this?
No, what you say now? What now? Of course. A lot of times, bro.
I can imagine.
A lot of times. Still to this day. But yeah, you know, I would never get on like a public, you know, anything public to where people. Everybody can see me say this, or you know,
the goal is not to embarrass, it's to make each other better. So,
right. Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
If that's really how you rocking, but if not, you know, some people would say this is how you handle it.
Yeah, I think this was kind of like one of those things to like try to motivate the team and let them know, like, yo, y'all are in different hands now, y'all are in better hands now. I don't think he was just trying to shit on the coach just to dog him out like that.
I think he might just been caught in one of those positions where he just was too honest.
Yeah.
And said,
unfortunately, it's like that in America.
In these days, you cannot just say what's the first thing that's on your mind.
Nah, you can't. Unfortunately, you know. But like I say, I disagree. I disagree. This one particular, I disagree him saying it publicly for sure though. Yeah.
Okay. I think Sean Payton is like one of those guys who really plays to his individual strengths. Mm-hmm. Like I think he knew certain plays like. With Drew Brees, he knew certain plays that was going to make him shine.
Right.
Even with what's that non-quarterback that we got? Taysom Hill. Even with Taysom Hill, he drew up schemes even with him passing the ball. I know he ran most of them, but even with him passing the ball, he drew up schemes to where it was like, okay, I know he got a decent deep ball. Let me run this play action, get him out of there. So I think it was just more of him – speaking to like, damn, you had this type of weapon and that's all you did type of thing. More so than it was just trying to really dog him out.
Right. Definitely. It ain't gonna be like that this year. That's yeah. I think that's kind of what he said.
I agree.
Yeah. And that's what we miss. You know, we missed it. Mm-hmm. I wish he'd have came back to the Saints, you know. Come on back, man. But
they might not appreciate that hard noseness out there in Denver, but we need that in the booth.
Yeah, look, we need that. Yeah, because Dennis Allen, you on the clock, boy. You on the clock, boy.
I hope Packing in on beat y'all, man, because you were supposed to be retired. What happened to that? If you don't come out of retirement, you're supposed to come home.
Well, no, he said he was just going to take a few years off. He did say that.
He did say that.
Well, he took only a year off, right? He only took a year off.
Long.
Yeah, he said he wanted to take some time off. He did. I don't remember him saying he was never going to coach again, though. Yeah, I wish he would have came back, for real. I definitely wish he would have came back, but, you know. It's how the cookie crumble, man.
We're going to see, though. October 8th is when Broncos face the Jets.
Oh, I thought we played in this year. I was like, wait a minute. Hold on.
Nah, we're going to see, though. We're going to see. Because what's his name is the OC over there now.
The Hackett guy.
Hackett is the OC, so we're gonna see who gonna put him up. Hopefully, it's a high scoring one. You know, that's gonna be Russell Wilson. That's gonna be Aaron Rodgers. Hey, that should be a little lights out right there.
Nah, we're gonna see. That's probably gonna be a good game, though. That's probably gonna be a good game.
I ain't mad at that.
Not at all.
Last week, man, we had some disturbing news about Bronny James going into cardiac arrest. Just happy to see that, you know, he's made recovery.
I know.
And he's just up moving around and being able to live like a young adult should, man, and just him and be with his family and everything. So shouts out to the James gang.
Shout out Bronny, man.
Yeah, man. Hopefully he get to do everything he still wanted to do in his life, achieve all his goals.
For sure.
And just be happy and healthy, dude.
Money can't buy that.
No, big facts. Let's see, man. Want to get into these? Quick little tidbit. Jimmy Graham coming back to the boys, man. How you feel? What you think? You think
that's going to be? I don't really feel nothing about that. Man, he done got washed up and all that. We'll see how he do. He may be able to help.
Always was a little injury prone, so that probably ain't getting better as you age.
He might be. They don't get better as you age. But he may be, but if you could, you can change something like in your diet and the way that you work out and stuff like that. So maybe that could help. But, I mean, he may be good in certain situations. He's a tall guy, 6'6", 6'7". Some goal line stuff, you know, a little fade route. He could be good at that. He could be good at that, but it ain't no just like, ooh, we got Jimmy.
It ain't a game changer.
I don't think it makes too much of a difference, for sure. I mean, glad to have him back. It's gonna, you know, I won't mind seeing him out there. Like, okay, yeah.
I think it's one of those pieces where it's like, that's just a unique piece. It's where it's like, you know, one of them luck factors. Like, you know how certain teams, like, it's like, okay, if you didn't have literally that unique and type of individual, they wouldn't have made that type of play. I feel like he can make that type of play.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But I think that's. That's better than, I think we ain't worse picking him up. I don't think that made us any worse. I say that.
Nah. Like I said, I'm sure in certain situations he can be useful.
Yeah. Okay. Man, let's speaking of things from the past, since we're bringing Jimmy Graham back, let's take it back to the 90s, 2000, man.
Okay. What we got today?
Man, we want to talk about since, you know, we're in the 50 years of hip hop. We in the age right now of female dominance in the rap game. Let's take it back to, you know, sort of the beginning, man. Let's see.
All right.
What's our top three ladies in hip hop of the 90s era, man?
from the 90s to the 2000s, I would say, I'm gonna say Lil Kim, of course.
Okay.
Of course, Lauren.
Yeah.
And this is not me saying
everybody did it for you for Kim.
I'll check it out. This is not me saying I'm fans of them.
Oh,
this is me just recognizing. This is not my favorite. You know, not favorite. These are just women that I'm recognizing, like they did their thing in the 90s, 2000s. Yeah. Like I think that they did it at the highest level for women for sure, 90s, 2000s. I would say Lil Kim. I remember Lil Kim had on lock for a while, and Lauren, had she not stopped, man, she could have been the Nicki of that era, possibly, you know, not as far as her content, but as far as her impact on and popularity, those type of things. Right. So those two. And then the other one I'll have to probably say, I throw Foxy Brown in there. Okay. I would hear a lot about her in the 90s too, Foxy Brown. Yeah.
That's all right.
Who you got?
Man, I'm going to kick it off. I feel like you got to put Kim in there.
Right.
You got to give her respect.
And before you go too far, like you got to think about like Kim. I know her and Nicki had their beef and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You don't get Nicki without Kim. You don't get half these women. Man, Kim was the first provocative, sex-selling woman rap artist, man. Kim
said whatever she wanted to say type of just...
Man, go listen to that hardcore album. Listen to the hardcore album, man. They having sex on the first interlude on there, man.
Yeah. Big time.
Somebody going to Pound Town up in there, man, on the...
Yo,
hey, that's, I remember hearing that, and I was like, "What? They really? I mean, you know, I'm young. I'm like, they really have sex on the album? You know what I'm saying? But yeah, she was the first female artist that was really just selling sex like that. I would say back in the '80s, Salt and Pepper, okay. They was kind of, you know how it was back then. Yeah. It was kind of beating around the bush. But Lil Kim got on and it was like straight cut though, like straight to the point, you know. So she led the way for these new artists today, bro. Like for real.
Yeah, man. I think she titty out like what? I don't give a fuck. Hey,
come on, man.
That's before Janet.
Come on now. Shoot.
But yeah, definitely gotta give big ups to Kim. I'ma say. Damn, I had it and you made me lose it. I'm gonna give one a fade to okay, this is one I was gonna name after the one Trina. Okay, Trina. Trina Bean. I feel like she came and set the scene on fire. She gave that Miami flavor.
No doubt.
She was just like she was kind of that one to pick it up, kind of after like, you know, Kim had her rise and everything. I think Trina really kind of carried the torch for a little second.
Okay.
I'm gonna give a shout out to EVE, man. She came down and had a nice
run. You're so right. She had a run back in the late '90s, early 2000s for sure.
Yeah.
So did.
That one with her and Gwen Stefani was tough.
Honestly, I could take Foxy out and put Eve in. I think Eve had a bigger impact than Foxy. Yeah, no doubt,
And then I'm gonna go on and mention Queen Latifah.
Okay,
why I say Queen Latifah, even though people I feel like ain't gonna know a lot of her singles or whatever, I think she was the first one to lay that blueprint for like, okay, I'm gonna do with my rap thing, and then I'm gonna parlay this to
movies,
TV shows, and movies, and I'm gonna just be a top flight, you know, businesswoman, entrepreneur type thing, like just like showing. With like the moguls in hip hop do for me,
icon.
Like the P Diddy's and stuff like that. Yeah,
Will Smith. She did the Will Smith thing.
Mm-hmm.
She was literally the female Will Smith because you know they did it around the same time.
You got a point. Yeah.
Well,
so that's definitely some fire women in hip hop, man, that laid the blueprint. Yeah. Shoot, and you already know they ripping it up now to this day, man. So
Yeah.
Shouts out to the women in hip hop. Shouts out to hip hop in general, bro. 50 years.
Shout out, 50.
Man.
Big 5-0, man.
For this, just this 30 that I didn't got to experience, man. It's been a hell of a ride, bro. Just to see where it's come from since I first started rocking with it.
Yeah.
And just it's exciting, bro, to see where it goes.
Well, I don't know about exciting, but I'm interested to see where
it goes. You feel like you've seen the best that it can be?
For a nigga that's 33, yeah. Now, these young 14, 15-year-old guys, yeah, you know, young kids, maybe it could go somewhere better for them. But my favorite era of hip-hop was probably, I can't really say the 90s because I was a young kid in the 90s, you know, so right. I wouldn't really, you know, maybe somebody like my brother age, like he could because he was like a teenager in the 90s. So a lot of those guys that's, you know, if you 40, 50 years old, you would say the 90s was the golden era, right? Mm-hmm. But of course, you know, you go back and listen to all of those artists and you're like, yeah, they was hard, you know, but my era of listening to hip hop was like early 2000s, 2002, 2003, 2004, you know, from there on up to now. Yeah. So in my time, when I really started listening to hip hop, if we just leave the 90s out of it, I would say, man, around, it was brief. It was real. It's very brief. I would say from maybe 09 to like 11, 12, like 2011, 2012. You know what happened? I honestly believe, I always tell people this, I honestly believe hip-hop was headed back to what they say the golden era was.
Right, where you got the storytellers, the
lyricist, storytelling, yeah. At least mostly that. You know, you still gonna have your fun artists that come in, yeah, and rap about, you know, make the songs to dance to and all that type. But, and the dude, my guy, he's still my guy to this day. To this day, he's still my guy. You know, that's my dude.
Okay.
Man, when that goddamn Future came, man, it was kind of like we headed there. Future came, make a U-turn, come on back. We finna do this new shit. Yeah, we finna yeah, man, and in that turn, you really gotta, on some other stuff to veer off a little bit, you gotta put Future up there as one of the most impactful hip hop artists ever.
Okay.
You gotta put him up there, bro.
As far as the culture.
Impact. Yeah. Not rap skills, not lyricist, not any. I'm just talking sheer impact. Man, yeah, hip hop was headed somewhere because you had J. Cole, Wale, Big Sean, yeah, Drake, Kendrick. You had all these guys at the forefront. A$AP Rocky, you know, all these guys that were bars, you know?
Right.
Man, Future came, man. I don't know what y'all on, but I'm doing this. And everybody else going to do it.
I'm in the dungeon freestyling. What y'all
mean? Everybody else going to do it with me, you know? So, yeah, man. But that was my favorite. I say my favorite maybe like 3-4 years. I say from 08 to about 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm in that similar range because like when I really fell in love with it is when Wayne was on his run. Like,
right.
Because it started with diving into first the mixtapes, then he dropped the Carter. Then, you know, hearing features with him, that's how I really got into like T.I. to Jeezy. And that made me want to get back because when I heard a couple samples, a couple bars he dropped from like Tupac to Biggie, that like it just opened up a whole nother world for me, man. When Wayne was on his stuff like that.
Yeah.
Bro.
Man, that was some great times in hip hop, man. I think bars were at the forefront of hip hop, and that's who led the way. Right. If you had bars like you was gonna be up there, and you also had to, of course you had to make good songs, but
I like what Future does and brings to the game though, because it's not, I mean, of course he got, you know, just style, charisma, swag, right. But he has a way of making, like, not so much just hard bars, but witty witty stuff.
Right.
Just a nice little play on words, man, here and there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he turned the party up, man. It's like, it's just certain things that you could say. It's just like, who would even think of that? Like, I fuck on that bitch and I live. Like, come on, man. That's fly. That's fly.
Future, man. He one of the guys that made it cool to be a dope fiend, you know, to rap about being on drugs. Yeah, he one of the guys that made that cool. And it's just him being him. It's just him being him. And you gotta mess with it. If you like Future, then you mess with him for that. You know, but like I say, it just turned, I think hip hop was headed in one direction, and when he came and he got on and everybody flocked to him, it just turned it, you know. Yeah, man, he one of the most influential dudes, man, in hip hop history, man, for real.
It's funny though, because it's like he kind of epitomizes how we are as a culture. We all say we want one thing, but as soon as we get the toxicity or the ignorance or whatever, what we do? Let me get some of that. Fuck up the comers.
Yeah. Fuck up the comers. Nah, for sure. He wanted, yeah, he liked that, you know. And like I say, it ain't really him. It's not really him. It's these dudes, a lot of these dudes coming behind him that's trash. Yeah, yeah, you know, I'm saying? So, you know, and not saying that all of them are trash, but these dudes that are inspired by Future and trying to put their own twist on it, to me, a lot of that is trash.
A lot of it is more so, you know, like a lot of people you see coming up, you say, okay, I can see where he got some of his flavor from. But now it's like, wow, you just like literally a generic version. Like,
and normally, like, you take an artist like J. Cole, like, he may have a little Pac in his, a little Nas in his, it's like a gumbo.
Yeah.
It's like a gumbo, a few different ingredients, not just one guy, you know. But, yeah, that's just where the game at today, though, man.
Big time. Big time. Yeah. But, man, it's just, I ain't gonna say, I still, the reason why I say excited, even though I'm getting older, it's like, as much as I might not just jam no new artists or whatever, but I like hear a song or a single on the radio and I can be like, man, he was on that thing. Like, just appreciating the way they putting the words together or whatever metaphors you might hear in the song or whatever, or even lyrical content. It still got some young rappers that's out there actually producing songs with
good content. No. You just gotta find them. Yeah. I think it's more, it's whatever type of music you looking for, it's out there. I just think like right now I'm more so speaking about what's pushed to the forefront. Like I was saying about 2010, 2011, 2009, the forefront were your J. Cole's, your Drake's, your Kent, those type of guys, you know, but now it's kind of flipped around and you kind of have to go look for these guys that's coming with the bars.
Yeah,
like him being in the forefront,
like Cordae.
It's
got some heat out there though.
It's there. You just gotta find it.
Yeah. Yep. I gotta get on this new dude. They talking about Simba. I hear he's like pretty a good lyricist type of dude. I just heard his name, but You got anything else, man, before we get out of here? You want to drop something on?
Nah, man. Like I said last episode, man, A-Town. Peace up, A-Town down. We'll be out there. We got to pop up out there in the A. I'm going to try and bring some new exclusive stuff with me. If you know, we can work with the manufacturer. He can get it in there in time. Try to have something new for y'all at that pop-up. And I kind of want to do, you know, do like some behind the scenes stuff with it, just so we can post some content and let y'all see kind of what goes into, you know, having a pop-up, you know what I'm saying? Basically having a pop-up and having to set up everything. And, you know, we're going to just try to make a, what do they call it? A vlog. That's what it is. Yeah, man. So we're going to do all that and check for that on the Rich Dreams _ apparel page. But yeah, man, that's what's next, man. That's what's next.
Already. I'm trying to keep my balance. That background got me thrown off a little bit.
A little bit, huh?
But check us out. Be looking for us out there in ATL. Anybody that want to collab, want to do some content creating or anything while you're out there, hit us up. Inbox us at richdreams_apparel. You can also catch us at the Rich Dreams Show Pod. That's on Instagram. Make sure you catching the podcast every Friday, live streaming at 7 p.m. via the Now Legacy Network's Facebook page. And if you don't catch us on the live, make sure you catch us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, wherever you get your podcasts.
YouTube. That's
the Rich Dreams Show.
Yes, sir.
Featuring your boy Smoke Dog and my man G. Just reminding you, man, that don't hold yourself back. Follow your dreams, and you can be all that you can be, man.
That's a good one, man.
I had one.
You fucked it up last week. You did good.
The Rich G Show, man.
All right, y'all.